Chapter 3. Repentance from Dead Works. 1. How to Build Your Life. The Wise Man. Build your life on the rock, hearing and practicing the Word of God. Then, when problems arise, you will not be destroyed. Luke chapter 6, verse 47 and 48. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house, who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. The foolish man builds his house on the sand. This is the person who disregards the Word of God, in other words, does not practice the Word of God. Luke chapter 6, verse 49. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. 2. Elementary Principles of Christ. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 to 21. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. What are the elementary principles of Christ? The principle of repentance from dead works, the principle of faith in God, the principle of the baptisms, the principle of the laying on of hands, the principle of the resurrection of the dead, the principle of eternal judgment. 3. Repentance from dead works. What are dead works? Everything that produces death. Repentance is a change of life, turning your back to the wrong ways of living. 4. What are dead works? Idolatry, images, statues, etc. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 5. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. Sorcery, spiritism, consulting the dead. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 9 to 12. When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord your God drives them out from before you. Mediums, horoscopes, fortune telling, Revelation chapter 22, verses 14 and 15. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers, and sexually immoral, and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie.